Gentlemen, what can I do for you?
My good brother here hath a question to put to you.
Oh?
The question is this. May not a man use religion to attain his goals and yet be a right, honest man?
Why, even a babe in Christ may answer 10,000 such questions.
Indeed?
Certainly. If it be unlawful to follow Christ for loaves and fishes, how much more abominable is it to make of him and religion a Trojan horse, to get and enjoy the world? Indeed, the only ones that hold this opinion are heathens, hypocrites, devils, and witches.
What? Give examples.
Of heathens first, Hamor and Shechem had a desire for the daughter and cattle of Jacob, and they saw that there was no way to come at them except by religion. Read of it in Genesis 34. And as you recall, they ended up quite dead for their well-planned greed. Secondly, the hypocritical Pharisees were also of this religion. Long prayers were their pretense, but to get widows' houses was their goal, and greater damnation from God was their reward. Thirdly, Judas, possessed of a devil, was of this religion too, for he was religious that he might bear the bag, that he might possess what was put therein. But he did hang himself in the end and was lost, cast away and despised forever.
I think it'd be time for us to go.
Nay, but hear me out. Simon the witch was also of this religion, for he would have bought the Holy Ghost that he might get money therewith. Therefore did Peter rebuke him as being in the gall of bitterness and in the bonds of iniquity. In conclusion, then, it seems obvious that he that will take up religion to gain the world will give up religion to keep the world. For you men to answer this question as you have shows that your motivations are heathenish, hypocritical, and devilish, and your reward will be according to your works.
Then they stood staring one upon the other, but had not wherewith to answer Christian. Therefore did Mr. Byens and his company slow them down, that Christian and Hopeful might outgo them.
If these men cannot stand before the sentence of mere men, what will they do with the sentence of God? And if they are mute when dealt with by vessels of clay, what will they do when they shall be rebuked by the flames of devouring fire?
Then did Christian and Hopeful leave those men of the world quite behind them. Now they went them on until they came to a delicate plain called Ease. Here the traveling was most easy and cordial, but as the plain of Ease was quite narrow, they were quite soon come to the end of it.